Hi, so today I wanted to record myself having a solo smoke sesh, because honestly I was just curious to hear what I sound like and what goes through my head as I'm coming up. And I feel like, doesn't everybody who smokes kind of wonder what they sound like or how they appear when they're high, you know? So I guess I'll set the scene. I'm under my comforter in my bed because I don't want to disturb my apartment mates and make the whole apartment smell like smoke, so I'm trying to subtly smoke under my comforter, and I hope this works. Let me see. I like to smoke out of a one-hitter just because it's so convenient. And when you live in New York City, I don't know, you constantly have to worry about secrecy and discretion, and one-hitters just look like a cigarette, so no one's gonna really stop you. I mean, not that I'm worried about being stopped, but you can't be too cautious. Anyway, I guess I'm nervous. Let me just pack this up for you real quick. I wish I knew what kind of butt I had, but honestly, I'm not that legit. But let me just say, oh, it has that sort of citrus smell, like notes of orange, and it smells amazing. I really like whatever this stuff is. It was my first time actually buying from a woman dealer, and I've heard good reviews of women dealers way more than men dealers, so I don't know, maybe I'll make the change. Okay, so we're packed up. Now, let me try to light this thing without setting my comforter on fire. Oh, wow. It's like hotboxing, but in bed. It's like hot tenting. I don't know, is that a thing? It's a little bit smoky in here. Let me, oh, where's my lighter? Oh no, where is it? Okay. Let me tell you, I had the toughest time. I was looking for my favorite lighter. It's blue clear outside with, you can see the gas inside it. It's real pretty. And I think my friend took it by accident. I'm a little bit peeved about that, honestly, but I found another one in the kitchen, so I'll make do with this random plastic red lighter tonight. Alright, I'm gonna hit again. Oof. That is so warm. So I realize I'm doing this to try to avoid making my apartment smell like smoke, but it's just gonna stink up my bed, probably. I'm probably gonna have a smoky-ass comforter after this. Whatever. Worth it. Okay. I can definitely get, like, 1 to 2 more hits out of this, I think. Let me try. Oh, that was a baby one. I guess this might be kicked, actually. Yeah, I think it is. So, what do I do now? I think normally I would listen to music when I get high. Like, that's what I like to do solo. But I feel like it would be weird on a recording, like, listening to someone listen to music. Like, whatever. But, you know what the perfect song for right now would be? It would be Rihanna's cover of that Tame Impala song. The one that's like, feel like a brand new person. Oh, it's so trippy. Like, I wouldn't expect Rihanna and Tame Impala to be such a good, like, mashup, but their sounds blend so well, and I'm a fan of that song. I saw Rihanna last night. I cannot get over it. I feel so accomplished having seen her. Just, I can cross it off the bucket list or whatever. She performed that Tame Impala song, and she did. She did older stuff like Umbrella. She did Diamonds. She opened with Stay, which I thought was really interesting. It was just this really slow ballad, but it suited the venue. It was the Global Citizen Festival in Central Park, and it was like a big charity concert. And she was so good. It was just a really fun time. It made me want to go to her tour. I wish I'd gone to the. Anti-tour. That would have been so cool. My one complaint was that she didn't play Sex With Me, and that is like my favorite Rihanna song. I love it so much. Yeah, so that was last night. And I was introduced to the McDonald's chicken snack wrap last night. That's actually pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. It's like four ingredients. It's like tortilla, cheese, chicken, and like dressing. But it's really good, and I don't know. I'm a fan. I like anything by McDonald's, though. I'm such trash. So, it's kind of suffocating to lie with this cover over my face, this, like, white duvet cover. And I'm done smoking anyway, so I guess I'll just emerge from the blanket. Oh, that's nice. My room is really cool. Temperature-wise, not decor-wise, although I am kind of a fan of my decor recently. I took all the posters and paintings off this one wall and just hung up one string of white Christmas lights, and it's really minimal and pretty. And above my bed, I have this poster of the moon, like all the cycles of the moon, and I really like that poster. And I have a mirror, and I have this drawing of a mermaid that my friend made for me. And I have my two Minnie Mouse ears from when I went to Walt Disney World and Disneyland. I have my graduation cap, which I decorated with the Sailor Moon logo. And now I'm just listing everything that's on my walls. And I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, so today felt so much like fall. Like, the sun was really hot, but it was so breezy, and I was by the Hudson River, so it was fairly windy, and you didn't get overheated because the wind kept it nice and chilly. And what day is it? It's September 25th, so this is like the right time for this kind of weather, and I'm really happy about that because I like summer. Like, I love summer, but once it gets to September, it's just too sweaty and too disgusting, and I can't deal with it. So I don't know. I'm excited about fall. It's like my power season. It's funny because I was born in the spring, so you'd think the spring is when I'm my most, I don't know, vigorous, full of life. But I don't know. I just feel so powerful in the fall. Like, the trees have changed colors, the leaves are so beautiful. I can wear sweaters and like long skirts. I can wear high heel boots again. Because when you're sweaty and you're in really short shorts, high heels on top of that, it's just too much work. And you're dealing with like chafing thighs and blisters and sweat everywhere. And I don't know. Summer is just too rough. But then again, come winter and I'm complaining just as much because I can't stand the cold. So maybe I'm just turning this into a complaint about all weather, which I didn't intend. I did not intend. How long is this? Okay, so it's 8 minutes and 39 seconds. That's not so bad. I feel like if I'm rambling for like 40 minutes, that's excessive. But if it's something like 12 minutes, that's fine. So that's like the bar that I'm setting for myself. So it's Sunday night. It's 10:22 p.m. and I have to go back to work on Monday. I have to get used to having a regular job schedule again. But honestly, it's really nice because it means I'll have money, and I really need money. I work Monday through Thursday, which is still a short week to some people, I know, because I only work 4 days, and it's a 9-hour day, and it's going to be rough, but I'll admit I occasionally get a little lit before my shifts, so it won't be totally unbearable. I'll make a good amount of money, and then I get paid Friday, and then this weekend is the Meadows Festival in Queens. I'm so excited. It's Kanye West, Chance the Rapper, The Weeknd, Grimes, the 1975, I think Chromeo's playing. It's going to be so much fun. I think J. Cole was added recently, too, and all the food vendors are being announced. Oh, I'm so glad I'm going to have money so I can get merchandise. Oh, man. I'm so excited to see the 1975. Like, I saw them in May. It was 4 months ago. It's not even that long. But I'm just itching to see them again because I love the 1975 so much. I love Maddie Healy, the singer. Oh, my God. Like, there are several Tumblr accounts dedicated to him, several, like, Twitter fan accounts, just to photos of him because he is so pretty. He is really a perfect exemplification of my type, like, in a man. Oh, Maddie Healy, oh, he's gorgeous. I feel like such a teenager again suddenly when I would have these, like, massive crushes on guys in bands, and, like, I'm significantly older now, and I still do. It's kind of embarrassing, but it's also kind of comforting. It's like, some things just never change. I still have to see Atlanta, the Donald Glover show. I'm so excited. I've heard really good things, and I think FX has a pretty good track record of shows. Like, I love American Horror Story, so I think I like Atlanta. Oh, man! Donald Glover, another really hot guy. This is devolving into me just gushing over really attractive men who are famous. But Donald Glover's real attractive. And it's like, with each year that passes, he gets hotter. Like, he, you know, physically matured, he got more fit, he grew facial hair, he, like, dresses in these, like, suits now. Oh, it's working. I wonder, though, if he's still gonna rap, like, Childish Gambino is still going to exist, or if he's now a serious actor, director, writer, you know? I really hope he still raps, because I love Childish Gambino. I think that's a really... Is it, like, a white person thing? I don't know. I feel like Gambino's such a good rapper, even if a lot of people who like him are white. I don't know. He's still so good. I love Childish Gambino. Should I not make it about race? I shouldn't talk about race. I'm just going to keep it light. But I love Donald Glover. He's real attractive. Also a good example of my type. Because he's, you know, articulate and very thoughtful. But he's, like, a little dirty and a little gross. A little bit. Some of his puns are so cheesy. I gotta say. How long is this? 10:26. Is that... I'll keep talking a little longer. I don't know. I feel like when the right moment strikes me, I'll stop. But you know what I should do? I should put my weed trappings away. But let me find them. Okay. Do you clean your one-hitter out, like, right after your smoke, or do you wait until the next time you're going to smoke and then clean it out beforehand? Because I try to be responsible and clean it out every single time I use it, but sometimes, like now, I'm, you know, horizontal, I'm just too lazy. I'm just going to stuff this in my side table, just to get it out of the way. Dude, invest in, like, a really good mattress topper, like a memory foam one. It makes your bed, like, so much more comfortable, I gotta say. A good one, I think, I don't know, should probably run, like, I don't know, $175 or $250, like, kind of a lot of money. But they're so good, and I just sleep so much better, I think. It's only 10:27, so I don't think I'm gonna go to sleep yet. I think I'm gonna watch TV or, like, go on Tumblr. And then I'll shower tomorrow morning after I work out. And then I have to be at work at 11. Alright, so I'm going to have a relaxing night. Oh, I lit incense, but it blew out. I'm so peeved. I don't feel like crossing the room to go light it again, so I guess that's the end of incense. But whatever. Yeah, I have so many shows to watch. Like I said, I have to watch Atlanta. I have, like, 20 episodes of Steven Universe to watch. I haven't seen any of Sailor Moon Crystal. I want to watch Stranger Things again. I've already seen it twice, but I love it so much. I think Oh, American Horror Story season 5 already... No, season 6. God, they're on season 6 now. But that already started, so I want to check that out. And I think I have, like, God, like, 3 seasons of Adventure Time. Remember Adventure Time? God, that was my favorite 2 years ago, but I have since fallen behind. But that's okay. I'm just gonna hang out tonight, and I guess I'll see y'all on the internet. So, drop me a line if you want to talk to me. Say hi, say what's up, and have a good night.